News Radio Pensacola. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel. It's Frisky Friday. It's a beautiful Friday morning. Thank you for joining us here on the show. Every Friday, we got Frisky Friday. I've got Mikayla Ressel and Sherry Kincaid from Pensacola Humane Society in the studio. Go to PensacolaHumane.org for more information on ways you can get involved. You can volunteer, adopt, foster, donate food and supplies, or just donate your time. Go by and walk a dog. I'm telling you, there's so much you can do to improve your life and improve your mental health. And don't make it a hypothetical anymore. Let's make it a reality. Go by and grab a forever friend today. Mikayla Ressel and Sherry Kincaid, thank you so much for the work that you do. Thanks for being on the show. How are you this morning?
We are doing great. Thank you so much for having us. Yes. We really enjoy coming
every
Friday.
Always a pleasure. And who do we have with us today?
We have Meatball.
Oh, Meatball.
We've only had him a few days. He was one of the dogs that was dumped on our front patio. And he comes from, you know, kind of a bad situation, but he is super, super sweet. He loves everybody. He's pretty much house trained. I mean, we leave at 4 in the afternoon and come back at 8 in the morning. He doesn't mess up his kennel. I mean, he's just very sweet. He rides well in the car. He did great on the way over.
And he loves to wear clothes.
He does.
Uh-oh. There's actually a local dog clothing manufacturer.
Oh, nice.
Somebody that designs and makes clothes here in Gulf Breeze, actually. And they actually go to big shows, trade shows around the country,
nice.
And their dog clothes are actually getting very popular. So we might hear about that on the show.
Maybe we need to get a hold
soon.
Of them.
Right? We'll get a sponsorship going. Get these dogs some duds, I'm telling you. So Meatball, that is such a beautiful dog. And when you brought him into the studio, everybody just gravitated to him. And you had a big group, and he's just wagging his tail, and he's very loving. So. We will post pictures of Meatball on our Facebook page. Look us up, Pensacola Expert Panel on Facebook, and definitely follow Pensacola Humane on Facebook as well. Go to PensacolaHumane.org. Sherry, Mikayla, thank you so much for the work that you're doing. So what do we have coming up? What's the news at Pensacola Humane right now?
So we actually have a bathing event coming up June 1st from 10 to 1 p.m., you can bring your dogs. They'll get a bath. We do encourage you to bring some towels to dry off your furry friend.
Okay.
But we'll have Mr. Softy's ice cream there. There'll be a bounce house. There'll be hot dogs. It'll be a lot of fun. Just bring your family, your kids, your pets. It'll be a good time.
All right. All in the name of cleaning those puppies up, right?
For sure. And it is, I believe it is $10 for your dog to be bathed.
Oh, wow. That's a steal. That's great. If anybody's tried to bathe their dog at home, they know it can get messy. So that's definitely a great service. Thank you for doing that. And when is this taking place?
And this takes place June 1st from 10 to 1.
All right. At North Q?
Yes, at 5 North Q Street, Pensacola, Florida.
All right. And pet pantry?
Yes, we actually have a pet pantry going on today. We end the pet pantry 1 at 1 o'clock. So if you are low on resources and you need some kitty litter, some cat food, some dog food, a pet bed, a collar, or leashes, please stop by. We are open till 1 o'clock, and we would love to give you guys any of those resources. And we actually have another pantry coming up June 4th if you can't make it out today.
Okay. All right. And let's talk about the pet pantry just a little bit for those that may not know. What does the pet pantry provide, and how does that work?
So what you do is we open up around 10 a.m. and we have food bagged and little necessities already ready for you. We've got beds, we've got cat food, dog food, cat litter. What we do is we provide resources to you if you do not have the funds for it, or if your paycheck comes a couple days late and you just didn't have money, or your bills were just a little tight this month, we can just provide you with those resources. Our goal is to keep the pets in home. If we can provide you with the resources so you can keep your furry friend, that's what we try to do.
Definitely. Anything to help people from having to surrender their animals,
because
it's a sad event.
And right now, even if you find some neonate kittens and you are able to provide for them, because I know a lot of shelters are super full and can't take them in right now, we will provide you with milk and the resources to take care of those babies, so you guys are not completely left alone. We can help you out a little bit by giving you the necessities you need to take care of those neonate kittens.
Because we are smack dab in the middle of kitten season, right?
Yes, I think we have over 80 in our system right now.
Wow. Wow. What is it about this year? Has it been booming this year compared to other years?
It This is my first year working in the shelter, so I am not 100% sure, but I will tell you that it was a little bit more hectic this year than it was last year.
Okay. All right. And we have a lot of our community cats out there. We always talk about if you see the ears tipped, you know that they've already been fixed, spayed or neutered. And so is spaying, is that cats and neuter? Which one
so
is it?
So we call spaying, that is for female cats.
Female cats, okay.
Yes, and a neuter is for male dog or cat.
I never took anatomy class, so I have no idea how anything works.
I honestly think they've been calling it castrating lately. So.
Oh,
I think
that's, they have too. Oh man, yeah. That's,
doesn't sound nice.
Harsh term, yeah. It's almost like they're being punished in some way. all right, so PensacolaHumane.org, go to that website. You can find ways that you can donate your time, any extra supplies that you may have laying around, you can donate to the pet pantry, and they can use that in a good way for somebody who may just be a little short and they need food for their animals. So let's help them out. Let's talk about how you can just go by and walk a dog on your lunch break. How does all that work?
Yeah, so what you do is you sign up as a volunteer on our website, and then you will come in and be mentored with our dog or cat mentor. And then once you are fully trained, you will be let go, and then you can just come in on your lunch break. And if you've got 30 minutes, you can harness up whichever dog you want, go for a stroll, go for a run if that's what you want. If you want to come in at 7 in the morning because you go for runs in the morning, you can do that.
Nice.
Or you can just come in and sit in the kennel and just, you know, pet on a dog. Come and sit and socialize the kittens, even the cats.
So there is a cat room you can go into.
We've got a cat and a kitten room, yes.
Yeah. Oh, man. Wow, that's great.
And sometimes we've got 20 little babies just running about, and it's just a good serotonin boost. If you really need something to make you happy, just come in and sit with some kittens, listen to some music, just hang out, and it'll make your day, I promise.
Right. Some people pay big money for that kind of experience, so thank you for providing that. And if you have skills, like office managerial skills, like if you're in an administrative field, if you have any kind of vet experience, if you're retired or if you're ex-military, anything, if you have time on your hands and you want to help out our furry little friends, you can donate your time to the shelter and help them out with many, many needs that they have. We talk about on the show a lot, laundry, dishes, just cleaning the kennels. It's just spending time with the animals.
Answering the phones, even.
Oh,
that would
yeah.
be a huge help.
Right. What are some of the most frequent calls that you're getting?
A lot of the times it is people trying to surrender their pets. There is a need that sometimes we just aren't able to help them even. So we get the most calls with people trying to surrender their pets, and we kind of use divert tactics and kind of give them other resources they can use if we aren't able to provide a surrender appointment at that time. We do try to give other resources of other shelters or other rescues around in the area that could help out.
Okay. And right now, how many kittens did you say you have floating around?
I think we've got about 80 right now.
Wow. Okay. And lots of those will have pictures up at
Pensacola Humane? Yes. So a lot of them are actually still nursing. So in the next few weeks, we will be quite full. So I would say the next 4 weeks, our kitten room should be pretty steady full. So if you want a kitten, or if your kids who are on summer vacation want a furry friend to get comfortable and acclimated to the home, this is the perfect time. You've got all summer long to get acquainted with your new furry friend.
Yes. And if you go to PensacolaHumane.org today, they have this handy dandy little search option where you can find your fur baby, cat or dog, depending on the age. And you can see all the adoptable matches there right on the website. And these pictures, I'm telling you, they will melt your heart. You will be like, okay, we're going down to Q Street today, honey. We're going. Omelet. Oh, man. I'm telling you, I need to stay off this website. It's bad. All right. So we're listening to the News Radio Pensacola Expert Panel. Thank you so much for joining us. I've got Mikayla Russell and Sherry Kincaid from Pensacola Humane Society in the studio. If you have questions, comments, let us know. 437-1620. It's going to be a fun, exciting weekend. The temperatures are going to be up there. So make sure that your furry friends have plenty of water and that they are in a temperature-controlled area. So when we come back, we're going to talk about other ways you can get involved. And we have these pet pantry events coming up. We've got one today until 1 o'clock. And June 1st from 10 to 1, you can get your doggies bathed. So
yes,
we'll talk about that coming right up. If you have any questions or comments, 437-1620. We'll be right back.
Waiting for a great finance rate on a great Volkswagen? Well, the wait is over. Now at Feed More Imports, eligible buyers can receive 0% APR for 60 months on the 2024 Volkswagen Taos. This sporty VW Taos S is waiting for you with 0% APR for 60 months or a discounted price of $24,491. And the 2024 Tiguan S discounted to $29,516 or take 2.9% APR for 60 months. The 24 Atlas Cross Sport SE with 2.9% APR for 60 months or a sale price of $36,206. And the Atlas SE with technology, now discounted $2,500 to $41,793 or take 2.9% for 60 months. Great Volkswagens, great rates, and a great family-owned dealership. Feed More Imports, 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Special APR rate in lieu of discounts and for qualifying credit through BCI. No price for tax title, and associated dealer fees. See dealer for details.
Hey, Pensacola. It's Christina Leavenworth with the Leavenworth team at Levin Rinky Realty. Your home is your most valuable asset, so make sure you're hiring a professional, the Leavenworth team. The Leavenworth team has the knowledge and expertise to help you buy or sell your home with confidence. Don't even think about making a real estate move without at least talking to us first. Contact us today at 850-378-1260. The Leavenworth team. Experience matters, and we're here to help.
Bands on the Beach, every Tuesday night at 7, bring a lawn chair or towel and enjoy live music at the stage on Pensacola Beach. There's plenty of room to spread out and enjoy the sand, the sunset, and great live music. This week, the Disco Kiss takes the stage, playing the best songs from the biggest bands of the 70s, 80s, 90s, and 2000s. Bring a blanket or lawn chair, but don't bring any pets or glass. It's Bands on the Beach every Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion.
Naval Air Station Pensacola has a significant economic impact in our area. It employs more than 16,000 military and 7,400 civilian personnel and the headquarters for Naval Education Training Command, a command which combines direction and control of all Navy education and training. There's a lot more you can know by tuning in Monday morning at 9 and hear what's happening at NAS Pensacola on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin.
It's like headline news for radio. Every day, 4 to 7 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Oh, yes. We all love cold beverages. You would never think that's what he's saying right there, right?
Right.
It's like, I like cold beverages. Like, I get it. G-Love and Special Sauce. We're all going to be enjoying some cold beverages this weekend. I am a sweet tea and lemonade guy, an Arnold Palmer. Give me that all day long. I'm going to be sitting in the sun. I didn't book any gigs or anything this weekend. I'm staying off the roads. I'm just going to be by the pool. Enjoying my time. So what do you guys got planned for this Memorial Day weekend?
I am actually closing on my first house on the 28th.
Oh, congratulations.
So we're packing and getting ready to move.
Oh, yeah, very cool. Yes, the crowd loves it. Yes. That's a very big event in your life. Congratulations.
Thank you.
That's awesome. You're going to have a pet area at your house?
Yes,
I'm sure.
And a big indoor in-ground pool.
Oh, nice, nice. Very, very cool. Very cool. Congratulations. I have Sherry Kincaid and Mikayla Ressel in the studio from Pensacola Humane Society. We also got Meatball hanging out. Oh, man, he is so cute. I'm going to have pictures on our Facebook page later today of Meatball. You can go by and meet him at the Pensacola Humane Society shelter down on 5 North Q Street. Is that right? 5 North
Cube? Yes, okay.
North.
Yes, sir.
And right there in Pensacola.
And the second building.
The second building.
Yes.
Okay. All right. And they've got plenty of kittens and cats and puppies, and you can have your dogs bathed on June 1st from 10 to 1. And then we've got a pet pantry going on there today until 1, and then the next one is going to be on June 4th. So go to PensacolaHumane.org for more information. Ways that you can get involved. If you want a pet, but there may be something holding you back from making the plunge full time, then you can get a taste of what it's like to have that pet. And you can also try out different pets. It's almost like a test driving a car. Not every pet is going to be perfect for every need, and you want to find the right fit for your family, so you could foster an animal. This is a great way to meet an animal and to help out our pet population. And it helps out the Humane Society as well, because you can report back to them about the animals once you take them. So let's talk about that. And let's talk about, for somebody who may be interested in fostering, what does it take? What do you have to provide being the foster parent? And what do you guys provide when they show up? So let's talk about the fostering process.
So anybody who wants to foster, we provide everything. That's food, water bowls, beds, toys, anything that you can think of that he may need. Mm-hmm. And then they also will set you up with like an appointment if they need boosters and that kind of thing. Okay. We do all of that. Anytime if they get sick while they're in your care, you can call our foster coordinator. She'll tell you what to do, where to take them, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. So basically it is like test driving a car.
Yeah.
And it doesn't cost you anything. And they love it.
Right.
And they, I mean, it helps the animals so much, because these people can tell us exactly what they're like in a home situation, because mm-hmm. we don't know. We do the best we can, of right. course, at the shelter, but we can only, you know, observe a few things. So when they take them for a walk, or they, you know, they have them around a bunch of people or small mm-hmm. children, mm-hmm. those are all important things for us to know about the animal so that we can get them into the right home.
And this is a great weekend to test run or foster. You've got a longer weekend. Yeah. With that Monday Memorial Day. And hey, even it's summertime, your kids, to teach them some responsibilities, maybe yes. get a pet to foster for a little bit and show them what it's like to have responsibilities. You got to feed the dog, you got to water the dog, you got to let them outside. Just kind of setting up our young folks for a good future.
Right. And let's talk about the importance of giving the animal a break from the shelter, because when they come into the shelter, like you said, you can get a little bit of a read on the animal, but they're in a different environment in the right. shelter. It's a little bit more stressful for them. Let's talk about that.
Yeah. So at the shelter, I mean, we do the best we can. They do have decent size runs, but right. I mean, it's a limited space. So they're stuck in a little small confinement. They get let out a few times a day, but it's much different than a home situation where they're have ample room to run. It's loud, it's noisy. There's a lot of dogs barking, so some dogs don't do as well with that. Some right. dogs are a little bit more anxious and shy, and that's just a little overwhelming. So getting those guys out into foster really benefits them for their mental health. Some dogs do okay, but a lot of dogs would really prefer to be into a home versus that
right.
being in a cage at the shelter. Yeah,
totally understandable. So, if you can't foster, you can donate your time and be around the animals anyway if you can't take one home.
For sure.
Yeah, there's lots of situations, apartment living, maybe you have two cats and they only let you have two animals. That's kind of the situation I was in. We've got room for one more. And we've been looking around, so I think I need to come by the shelter every once in a while and
you
walk
should.
A dog and play with a cat and see. My wife, I'm sure, would rather have another cat, but I think even with having to get up late at night, especially in the rain, and walk a dog, I think it's still worth it.
It is so worth it. You yeah. will not find a better best friend.
Yes. I'll just have to get some old shoes.
Yes.
Listen, a lot of the times they don't want to get up at midnight either. They're sleeping,
right.
so they're
yeah.
pretty good about
Unless
it.
Unless their tummy hurts, yeah. you're usually good to go.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. And as long as you keep feeding them the right food.
Absolutely.
When it comes to the pet pantry, is there any particular food that you prefer for dogs and cats?
We do not have a preference. We will take in anything because, I mean, if we're getting down and we're low on those resources, beggars can't be choosers. So
exactly.
we just need whatever we can get so we can provide to the community.
Okay.
We really just want to make sure we can get our community members the food they need to feed their pets. We would really like to make sure that they have all the necessities they need so their pets are not right. going without.
And yeah. also, we really, really, really need cat food.
Okay. Right.
So we always seem to get quite a bit of donations for dog food, which is awesome,
mm-hmm.
But not so much for cat food. So any sure. of the cat foods would be awesome, wet or dry.
Okay.
And kitten food, too, because mm-hmm. a lot of the people coming into pantry yep. are taking in these kittens they're finding on the streets, and they don't have enough resources to provide, but they don't want to see a little kitten on the streets either. So
right.
we need a lot of kitten food donations as well.
Yeah. And check some of your local retailers, because I know me and my wife just recently switched grocery stores, and we found Aldi and a couple other
oh, yeah.
places that have really great deals on food. And I've got people in my family trying the different, because, you know, once you get on a certain diet food and you think, okay, my cat or my dog is okay on this food, there's no problems, and you worry about their stomach issues and things like that. A lot of the cheaper foods now that you can find, especially the one we found at Aldi, our cat loves it, and it doesn't mess with him.
Well, that's awesome.
So, yeah, and it's more than less than half the cost. So if you can find a good food like that and you want to pick up a bunch of that, pick up a pallet of it and take it by the Pensacola Humane Society at 5 North Q Street. Check out PensacolaHumane.org. There's a really cool pet search engine on there where you can kind of just find a perfect match. Oh, Meatball. And we're going to put pictures of Meatball up on our Facebook page. Go by Pensacola Humane Society on Facebook. We're going to be right back after this to wrap it up for Frisky Friday. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. An IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, submitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
Whether you want to start your education or advance your career, Pensacola State College is the place for you. Join the 92% of Pensacola State College students who graduate loan-free and select from over 100 programs, ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees. In addition, Pensacola State has over 300 scholarships to choose from, including cybersecurity. Registration for the summer and fall semester is now open. Go to PensacolaState.edu. That's PensacolaState.edu. Go here.
We used to argue about whose turn it was to clean the gutters, but then I had Leaf Filter Gutter Protection installed.
Wait, I told you Leaf Filter had free inspections and estimates and a lifetime guarantee.
Meaning we never have to argue about whose turn it is to clean the gutters again.
But I visited LeafFilter.com/beacon first.
No, I did.
It doesn't matter who. Visit LeafFilter.com/beacon to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off today.
See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household.
You're a storyteller, negotiator, artist, innovator. Whatever your passion, whatever your skills, behind the scenes or in front, you belong here. A career in broadcast media. Local radio and TV stations in every town and city need someone like you. So do what you love and bring your talent to life. Your passion, your skills, your career. You belong here. Learn more at youbelonghere.media.
News Radio Pensacola. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel. Frisky Friday. We made it another week down. If you want to learn how to foster, adopt an animal from Pensacola Humane Society, go to PensacolaHumane.org. And we were talking on the break there. You guys have a possibility to do events with anybody that wants to partner. If you want to sponsor an event, they are wanting to talk to you. Email Tiffany, T-I-F-F-A-N-Y, at PensacolaHumane.org for more information on how you can sponsor an event. Thank you so much for the work that you do, guys.
This is WNRP Gulf Breeze Milton Pensacola, the recipient of the 2024 National Association of Broadcasters Crystal Award for year-round community service.